folks, be not deceived with the first appearance of things, for show is not substance. Somehow, and I know not how, in Hollywood, they put up these fallen, demoralized, and debased reprobates as some sort of standard bearers of moral guidance. They take it so far as to honor the fallen with a star on the sidewalk, suggesting that there is some sort of honor instead of shame obtained when their names are written upon one of them. It tells us in Luke 10:18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. The stars in Hollywood located on the sidewalks represent a fallen star. Fallen stars are in the Bible represent Satan as those angels who sided with him in rebellion against the God of Israel. Keep in mind, during the turn of the century, Hollywood was originally the location where land was given away freely to congregations that were willing to erect their churches. Also, up until 1968, it was the church's obligation to vet all movies before being released to the populace in America. How far has the church fallen from their duties before God? Friends, Hollywood is the place where the occult is magnified and honored, where witches and warlocks are. True desensitization normalized in where the fallen angels congregate, and the ideologies and manifestations of demons are given life and brought into the mainstream, and yet somehow Hollywood and its fallen stars have become some standard for people to go and to emulate. One star in particular that I couldn't help but notice was that of Billy Graham. Yes, I said Billy Graham, the ecumenical preacher, the oneness evangelical, the evangelical pope, as they called him when living. Why would Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? Pedophiles, homosexuals, child murderers, cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil are praising Billy Graham, and yet Jesus Christ was hated, as were his disciples, 11 of the 12, were martyred. How does this make biblical sense? Jesus Christ was rejected and crucified, but somehow Billy Graham is accepted and praised by the world? The only explanation must be a totally different gospel being preached than that which was preached by Christ himself. There is no other reasonable explanation. The message was and is, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message was not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, like that of Billy Graham.
All I am is a messenger to give you a message that God loves you and is willing.
Remember, Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Or what of Luke 6:26? Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Quite telling, is it not? Hollywood and its fallen stars have nothing to offer but that which God condemns in so many different ways. Look to the hell that they themselves have helped to create. It is a spirit of Antichrist at work to deceive the people into the ways of deception and at length death and hell. The Bible clearly tells us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Child murderers, cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil are praising Billy Graham, and yet Jesus Christ was hated, as were his disciples, 11 of the 12, were martyred. How does this make biblical sense? Jesus Christ was rejected and crucified, but somehow Billy Graham is accepted and praised by the world? The only explanation must be a totally different gospel being preached than that which was preached by Christ himself. There is no other reasonable explanation. The message was and is, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message was not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, like that of Billy Graham.
All I am is a messenger to give you a message that God loves you and is willing.
Not
Remember,
the Bible,
Jesus
friends.
Said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world.
How is God glorified in us and we in him by his grace? What does this grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you guys, good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I just want to give you a quick heads up. I'm noticing other individuals, journalists that are actually telling you the truth out there. They're complaining universally within our borders that their traffic is going down significantly. That means big tech companies, along with those that you're tolerating in the halls of government, are beginning to slowly suppress their information as well. Friends, you need to understand they mean to put out your light. And this is a clear violation of the First Amendment. I'm not whining. I'm just telling you that it's not aimed at me. It's not aimed at them. It's aimed at you concerning censorship. And it's illegal in this country. It is our bulwark. It is our bulwark, as Benjamin Franklin said, concerning our freedoms against them. And look what they're doing, friends. They're using big tech companies to censor the voice of those that mean to make you aware of the corruption that the whole First Amendment was set forth in the first place by our forefathers. Don't let it go, friends. Too many people fought, bled, and died fighting against the very things that many people are tolerating in this country. Let's get to this. If you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. 8 to 10 articles over there. They are posted every single day concerning those that are a part of the culture war, Sons of Issachar, as they knew the times. That's what you have over there. Also, you can go over to our store. You can also go over to our schedule. If you want to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, brand new facelift, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 30 years in ministry. Also wanted to let you know you can check us out on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, social media platforms, a live feed. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page as well for the afternoon show live feed. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Now, yesterday, you guys all know that I had brought up the point, and I played the video by Ilhan Omar, and it was about Ilhan Omar and how she didn't flee from oppression as a refuge That's how she has sold herself to the people. I'm sorry, as a refugee. She was not fleeing oppression, friends, from Somalia. She was fleeing justice. And she has been installed by the CIA to basically subvert who we are. They're being used, let me say it this way, they're being used as a political battering ram to upend who we are, but the CIA is installing them to basically create domestic insurrection. Don't doubt a word I'm telling you, friends. That's all you have to do is take a look. And the longer that you allow this to go, the worse it's going to get, Americans. It truly is. But keep in mind, friends, remember what John Stockton said about the CIA and their purpose? They're sent in to overthrow governments, right? They're there to destabilize. Well, is that what's happening right now? Well, you guys all know that in the state of Minnesota, there has been massive, massive fraud going on in the state. Did you know that there's now been 78 individuals that have been charged and are in prison now for the feeding the children fraud? Okay, Ilhan Omar became a millionaire 30 times over outside of that fraud, along with Keith Ellison, and again admitting it on a hot mic that he would oversee the operation. Also, along with Tim Walz, friends, we know what's going on. They all three are installed, and not a one of them's from the state of Minnesota. And again, don't play stupid and don't play the fool to these men that are responsible for creating what they're creating here, friends, because this is history in replay right now. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. But what I have in front of me right now by Alpha News is Trump says he's terminating temporary protected status for Minnesota Somalis over fraudulent activities. I want to remind everybody something here, friends. Again, pay attention to what's going on, because Donald Trump has been going back and forth playing this little game with Ilhan Omar far too long. But I want to show you something just to show you what John Stockton rightly said and what he meant when he said it, that they're sent in to destabilize. And I want you to hear from her in her own mouth. And you tell me how a subversive that's guilty of treason, such as Ilhan Omar, who's continuously creating war against white men. She said that. We played the video for you before. To protect ISIS by creating insurance for them. Her district, again, has the highest, according to the FBI statistics, she has the highest rating for ISIS, which is another creation of none other than the CIA, of that of ISIS fighters. In other words, they'll recruit them from her district, and now she's under fire, and they take to the Capitol in the state of Minnesota. And I want you to listen carefully. First and foremost, remember this before I play this. Forgive me. Okay. Is this. She does not have a right to be in any office in the United States of America, nor do any of them. People are saying, oh, there should be a bill. It's already there. It's written in the Constitution. Now what's your excuse? See, you're running out of your excuses, friends, and you're going to have to do something, and you're seeing other countries do what it is that you should be doing. And on your part, prevention is better than cure, but those people are waiting until after the fact and suffering the abuse before their response, and you're seeing this, but you're closing your eyes to what needs to be done concerning prevention is better than cure, okay? Let's go over to Mrs. Ilhan Omar, who again sold herself as a refugee fleeing from oppression when in fact her family, her father, was a dictator in Somalia where they were in fact fleeing justice, America, and somehow or another, she's in office today. You do the math. Check this out. You tell me if this sounds... Listen carefully.
Good morning, everyone. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, this is in Minnesota. Did you hear how she made her introduction? It wasn't to Americans.
To see so many incredible leaders and so much of our community here. I want to start with a gratitude by thanking the Minnesota Democratic delegation. Senator Amy Klobuchar, Senator Tina Smith.
Okay, Amy Klobuchar was just busted funneling money into her system to be reelected through voter fraud. So what's happening in Minnesota is 5.9 million people are tolerating the crimes of those that are now in their face attempting to overthrow when it comes to their government. This is in the Capitol in the state of Minnesota. She is a treasonous criminal, is what she is.
I also want
Okay, I'm going to try to find a better video. I don't know if you guys are hearing this okay, but I'm going to go ahead and try to pull up another video where she's actually making threats, calling the American people stupid. Again, friends, this is only going on because the people are tolerating her crimes. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I got a better audio here for you, so I want you to listen to this carefully. This is, again, Ilhan Omar, who is being sold to you by the mainstream media. By the way, who runs the mainstream media, friends? The CIA. We all know that, right? So, again, they're putting her up to do the very things that she's doing right now. And what's going on is Donald Trump, and again, I want to remind everybody that Donald and Ilhan have been playing this game for some time, and his threats go for naught, okay? That's it. Nothing more, nothing less, okay? He's clouds without rain is really what he is. He's not enforcing anything against these criminals whatsoever. He just calls them names. He satisfies his Trump, his deranged individuals that continuously support him, Acts 12:22, and he goes on. And then it happens again, and then it happens again, and then it happens again. But Donald Trump said he was going to terminate temporary protected status for Minnesota Somalis over fraudulent activities. Billions and billions of dollars are missing now. I said billions, okay? And I want to move forward on this because I want you to hear carefully, because we're going to go ahead and listen to Ilhan Omar, who sold to the American people, again, that she's a victim, again, put up as one of the top 100 most influential people in this country, and the people despise her. Read Leviticus 26, starting verse 15. The Lord said he would appoint those over you that hate you. Okay? But keep in mind, friends, I want you to listen carefully. She's not a victim. Folks, she's wasn't fleeing oppression from her government. Her dad was in control of the government, who was a dictator. They were fleeing justice because of the crimes that they were committing against their own people. Do you think that if they'll do it to their own people, that they won't come here and do the same thing? It's exactly what they're doing, and it's exactly what this little devil has been doing far too long in the state of Minnesota. I want you to listen carefully, and I'll just play this out for a couple minutes so you can hear, and you tell me where she has a lawful right to stand up and say, first of all, that the Somalians are a part of the American fabric, as if to suggest that somehow or another, they are a part of establishing what it is that we have here today. Well, again, friends, just put it up to their fruit, Matthew 7, 16 and 20. Look what's going on, O light and light for darkness, the lie for the truth for the lie, so on and so forth. That's what these people are trained to do. They're inverted. They're backwards. They're demonic. Read John 8, 44. When you get a moment. They're serving their father, friends, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That is not name calling. That is a fact.
And for standing up in unity for the Somali community here.
So what she keeps talking about is the Somali community. The Somali community. The Somali community that they are serving. The Somali community. Folks, does that show you and does that exhibit to you what it is that you need to hear? She's not talking about the people in Minnesota as a whole. No, she is what? Stereotyping a group of people that are playing the victims when in fact they're caught for massive fraud. And they're also the ones that are attempting to bring their culture into our country. They don't have a right to do that. But notice who she's addressing. The Somalians, okay? Not the American people, not Minnesotans, but the Somalians. So who is she here to serve, friends? Why is it that they mean to establish a foreign government within our government? But that's what they're doing. Just ask them.
Minnesota and across the country.
There's no honor with this thing at all. She is a devil, and she's devious, and she's criminal.
Governor Tim Walz.
Yeah, she's just brown-nosing everybody right now.
Attorney General Keith
Ellison. Advocates for pedophilia. Criminals.
Why Minnesota is a great state because we all stay united and uplift one another.
And uplift one another, except Americans and white men.
The incredible leaders.
Okay, so she just—that's all she's doing, smooching.
Have chosen to call this state.
Okay, we're gonna keep going.
Has tweeted and what
here she's talking about Trump.
For those of us who call this incredible state home, because facts matter. And facts are important. It is unfortunate that we are led by a president who does not understand the laws of this land.
Folks, can you make this up? She's right about Trump. But Trump was American born. She's not. Trump has a right to be in office as an American, according to the Constitution. She does not. She said it's sad that the president doesn't know the laws of the land. Americans, she's talking to your stupidity as well, if you fall into that lot. Because she doesn't have any office being up at that pulpit in any sense of the word. But notice again, if you look up at the right-hand corner on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, you'll notice Channel 5, the mainstream media in the state of Minnesota, every time they breathe, they are right there to put the cameras up to their faces and the microphones right up to their mouth. Because why? Because it's a shift of power. They're trying to show you that they are now in control. Oh, that's far-fetched? Really? Have you seen the flag, America? Hey, and if you think that this is some isolated incident and it's not going to happen in your backyard, you're sadly mistaken. It's already at work. It's already at work. And it's at work by both sides of this uniparty, because if this uniparty wasn't what I'm calling it right now, as a fraud, as a system of divide and conquer, Mark 325, then what is it? Because if the good guys were doing their job, they would be condemning the wicked, which is right in front of our faces, which they are not. So the left is the fruit of the right, as I've highlighted so many times on this show.
When the president tweets as if he has the authority to terminate temporary protected status for Somalis in Minnesota, even little kids.
Okay, so what she's saying there is she's trying to legitimize the treasonous act of what they call sanctuary cities, which is an act of treason. It's aiding and abetting the enemies, okay? Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, and all those that she has named, Ilhan Omar, are all guilty of the act of treason. Has anybody taken the time to read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution? Because they're all guilty of it. But what she's doing is she's trying to throw this on Americans, what she's guilty of. She wants you, folks, what they do is they use the law against the law by rewriting the law, okay? And that's what's happening in the state. I want to say this, and it's coming to me right now. You are being sold out to your enemies. In America, what's happening is regions are being sold to these people. That's why they're giving them so much leeway concerning their crimes and acts of treason against the rest of us in the United States of America. Again, challenge me. Test me. 281-845-4704.
It's in eighth grade. Know that that is not an authority that the president has and can wield.
For anybody to take this devil serious.
Temporary status protection for Somalis expires.
For Somalis. It's all for the Somalis. For the Somalis. For the Somalis. This isn't Somalia, friends. And what is she doing? She's warring against American government. This is what I'm trying to share with the people. She's trying to drag her culture into America. This is how they subvert. This is how they destabilize. It's happening right in front of your face.
After. For it to have any impact on them. And so if you are confused, if you feel threatened,
listen carefully.
Know that the law is on your side and our demented president can't do anything about it.
And our demented president cannot do anything about it. Does that sound like an American representative? Hey, folks, you know what? One of the things that I noticed with my brother is he could beat up on me all day long, but if anybody else touched him, he had a problem with it. My brother would beat up on me all day long, but if anybody else touched me, he'd beat up on them. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now. She does not have a right to come into this country. What is she doing, folks? She's speaking of the demented president. She's talking about how he's stupid, how he's ignorant. He is. There's no doubt about it. But it's not for her to say that. Why? Because she doesn't have a right to be there. I need to pound this in the minds and the hearts of the people to understand that this is all criminal and this is all part of a power play. That's what this is. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, with reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
I want to just go down this road just a little bit more, because I want you to listen to the next thing that she has to say. There has been billions and billions of dollars of fraud in the state of Minnesota under pedophile, felonious criminal Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, Amy Klobuchar. The list goes on. It's folks, it's literally an overthrow what's going on in front of our faces right now. I shared this with you, and I need to reiterate this, because Alex Newman had told us about 2 weeks ago that the Muslims and the communists were also finding that Tim Walz has an affinity with the Chinese communists here in St. Paul. They found a Chinese police force in St. Paul, Minnesota, and he's been to China, I think, 30-some times. So his allegiance here in America is not to us, it is to the Chinese. So what Alex Newman was sharing with us concerning the Muslims and the communists tying tails to overthrow who we are in the state of the Minnesota and in the Midwest area, it's absolutely true, 100%. And again, it's playing out in the face of the people that sit back and expect their said representatives to do what they're unwilling to do. Listen to the second point she makes, Ilhan Omar.
To speak to is that in this country, we do not blame the lawlessness of an individual.
Oh, she does it all day long, friends. And she's going to go to a majority of the people. Wait a second. Out of the 78 people that have been convicted of this massive fraud of feed your children have been Muslims. Just so you know. So you need to look at this devil's eyes. And keep in mind, she has a hijab on. That's a sign of a lack of assimilation. She's not here to assimilate. And she's acting out accordingly to what I'm telling you, due to the fact that that's what she is in fact doing. She's not here to assimilate. She is here to conquer. She is warring against our federal government, our state government, against American people. And that's all she's been doing since she's been here. Do you all understand this? And this is their objective.
On a whole community.
Yeah. How did you amass $30 million during feeder children fraud?
Because if you believe in law and order, you understand that if a person commits a crime, they face justice.
Listen to this, friends.
And that you don't put that crime on a whole community.
Look what she's saying to you right here. I want to show you something on social media platforms. I'll paint the picture for you. Again, she just wants you to overlook the responsible party, which have been nothing but the Muslims. Alpha News and KSTP just highlighted this again, that a 78th person has been charged in connection with defeating our future fraud scheme, and it is another Muslim. This is just from yesterday. She just wants you to blame everybody but themselves. But this is what they do when they think that they're above the law. And that's exactly who Ilhan Omar is. That's exactly who she is representing. Somebody that is acting out in accordance with that which is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. Here's another article by Alpha News. Feeding our future defendant claimed to be feeding twice the population of an entire town, says the DOJ. What's his name? Abdirashid, okay? Abrishid, whatever his name is. Bixi Duel, he's a Muslim. This is what the foreign countries are mass deporting right now. And you're allowing in this country this to defend it. As if to suggest Americans are somehow impervious to the same consequences as those in Europe if you allow it to go on. One more piece, and then we're going to call it.
What we also know is that there is not a single evidence.
She's lying.
That the president or his cronies have put forth.
His cronies.
That there are any single resource from taxpayers in Minnesota that has gone to aid and abate terrorism. That language is dangerous. That language puts the lives of Somalis, not only in Minnesota,
Somalis,
but across the country in danger.
Okay, Somalis. So folks, I think we can gather as to who she means to support. She is defiant. Folks, I played a video yesterday of American children in Philadelphia calling for the beheading of who? Americans. The overthrow of America. I mean, we're talking about the same lady here who married her brother. She said she would do what she had to do to get the papers to keep him in the U.S. That's a crime in America. How many crimes do they have to commit before the people enforce the law that the representatives are failing to enforce? Here's another one for you. Yesterday, I'd highlighted this, and then I'm going to move on to a different topic. Minnesota sheriff, right? He's not a sheriff, he's a deputy. He said, I'm a police officer for Somalians first in the U.S. and abroad. This is an overthrow. This is how judgment looks upon a rebellious nation. It happens incrementally, little by little by little by little by little by little. Are things getting better, friends, under this current administration that's making America great again? Nope, just the exact opposite. Over and over again, I've reminded the American people that every single one of these individuals are Muslims in America alone. 91.4% of the Muslims that have been allured into America by treasonous governors and mayors are on some sort of welfare. That means you're supporting them who mean to conquer you. Oh, folks, prove otherwise. Prove otherwise. This is just amazing what people will put up with. It really is. I'm going to just go ahead and take a spin here off this same topic. If you'd like to call in at any time, you can. That number's 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And what I want to do is I want you to go ahead and listen to this piece. This is a short piece. This is on a different channel. This is Fox News talking about Ilhan Omar again. And this is the intent of the Muslims. I did a show last week on out of their own mouths. And every single one of them acknowledged the fact that their purpose was to overthrow the governments of the countries that they enter into. And it's exactly what we're seeing them attempt to do here in the state of Minnesota.
In this country.
Listen.
We do not blame the lawlessness of an individual on a whole community. What we also know is that there is not a single evidence that the president or his coonies have put forth.
That's what she wants you to believe.
Any single resource from taxpayers in Minnesota that has gone to aid and abate terrorism. That language is dangerous. That language puts the lives of Somalis, not only in Minnesota,
Somalis,
but across the
again.
Country in danger. And if the president believed that and he had evidence, he would take people to court.
Court. Did you hear how ignorant she wants you to be to believe her? So if they're guilty of terrorism or aiding and abetting an enemy within the United States, the president's supposed to take her to court. Wow. And she wants you to believe this.
So we are sick and tired of the president waking up one day.
Okay, so what is she doing? She's being defiant against our government. Okay, not lawfully. There's a big difference. She's not lawfully resisting. She's unlawfully creating domestic insurrection. That's why she's here.
And deciding to put forth falsehoods.
And demonize
whole communities. While the ignorant people that support him then take the lies that he's spreading and use it as a fact.
Well, they're both doing the same thing.
We've seen it during the campaign where he said Haitians were eating cats and dogs. We've seen his vice president repeat those lies. We've seen the media run it as a headline as if it was a fact. That is shameful. That is shameful. That is ignorant. It makes us look like a stupid nation.
They have the lowest IQ in the world, by the way. The Somalians do.
Not believe in truth, but traffics in lies. It makes the world mock us, and we are better than that. We are better than that as Americans.
Oh, now we're Americans. At the very end of it, now we're Americans. I don't know how we went from what she was saying to now we're Americans, because that's all she was talking about was defending the Somalians. Wait a second. I thought they were here to assimilate. You shouldn't be calling them Somalians. You should be calling them Americans. And I'm not saying that there's many of them that are not here to assimilate. But I am here to tell you, friends, that's all you have to do is open your eyes up and look around concerning what, in fact, these people, the ones that she means to defend, including herself, mean to advocate for in the United States of America. That's all you have to do. She had said something about lies and blaming one group of people for the crimes. I totally agree. We judge individuals not on the color of their skin or their ethnicity, but by the content of their character. But one of the things that we see is this group of people have a long history of doing the same thing together as one people. So how you try to separate one from another, I guess, okay, but I do understand that you also hold each one of them accountable towards the crimes or to the crimes that they have individually committed, and you don't blame everybody else for that. I understand that. That's scriptural. I totally get that. But folks, in this case, it's just not jiving at all. Not at all. I'm going to come right back and prove that point. 281-845-4704. Hey, love it or hate it, it doesn't matter. Americans, you are under judgment, period. And you see it unfolding right in front of your faces. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives
that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSradio.com.
I want you to go ahead and listen to this carefully just to show you how this is playing out. This is Newsweek blurting the truth out in their confusion. In Massachusetts alone, they decided to kill a plan to prioritize homeless veterans over the immigrants. You think? I mean, really, do you think? Listen to this. Mustafa Carroll, CARE director, Houston, Texas. CARE is the Council on American Islamic Relations. By the way, many of their founders are in prison for terrorism. But they're playing what as they come into America? They just play innocent Americans, and they're here seeking out refuge. And what are they doing? Folks, what are they doing behind the backs of the American people? Well, here, let me tell you. If we are practicing Muslims, we're above the law of the land. Islam isn't an America to be equal with any other faith, but to overcome, to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. You're in a war. You're under fire. So while you're being entertained by Donald Trump and Ilhan Omar, you better understand that this isn't a game. Okay? Just want to make clear that we all understood that. Scott calling from Colorado, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I appreciate you talking about this today, and you're exactly hitting the nail on the head. Unfortunately, we have companies like Swift, the Catholic Church, that are all part of bringing
yep.
foreigners like the Somalis into this country to destroy us.
Yep. That's right. Yeah,
and
I mean, we
live outside of Grady, Colorado, and all of the plants that used to be owned by the Montfort family that are now owned by Swift have gotten most of their personnel from Somalia, and it's just horrid. It's changed the landscape of all the communities that I've been in that have a plant.
Yep.
I am so familiar with this guy. It just, to the core, sickens me because the people know what's happening, Scott. They all this information that you just divulged unto us on the airwaves, the people in Colorado know that. But you know what they're waiting for? They're waiting for someone else to stand up and deal with it. But the American people need to understand that they need to come together to deal with it because their representatives in many cases and in the churches are the problem. And this is what we preach out against. And Jesus warned us of this in Mark 8:15. But Scott, you're exactly right. This is why America has the Second Amendment. It's not so we can go deer hunting. It is to defend ourselves against those that are committing the act of treason. And it's happening today in America in a big way.
Absolutely. And just to give you a side note, I ride our politicians all the time. And I know they don't really listen, but I do it just because I wear it as a badge of honor.
Amen.
And what I've had happen to me is I've had the federal government, different agencies, put a drone over my little farm because of what I say to them.
Yep. Yep.
And I have a new one to the northeast of my farm, and I was told this yesterday that from a friend of mine that still has contacts with the NSA. And he goes, yeah, you got a new one to the northeast of you.
Yep.
And I knew that because I've seen it, but he already knew it, and I hadn't even talked to him in months.
Right. Scott, so, well, first of all, welcome to the club. And I say that with all due respect. It's good to see that I got a brother in arms out there. But see, pay attention to the fact that it's our government doing this to us. This isn't happening by chance. Yeah.
It is absolutely our government.
And that's what the American people have. Yep. I'm sorry, there's a delay.
More of us don't stand up. I've been standing up for 50 years.
Yep. Hey, Scott, would you do me a favor and do yourself a favor? What you need to do is you need to film all of that activity that's going on over your place, and you need to get it to a trusted attorney. I've got like five of them in my corner, and I send it all out to all of them. So if something goes down, it didn't just go down by chance because it's been going on for decades in my ministry. Do yourself a favor and bring it to the light and post it, what you're seeing when you're seeing their drones. And then report it to the authorities that you trust and keep it in the view of the people. As Jesus did everything in the light, share with as many people as you possibly can to show them what, in fact, the said government is doing today against its own people. That's what's important here, my friend.
It is, and I appreciate that, and I will take it upon myself to do that.
Amen. Scott, I totally appreciate you in a big way. I got Chris calling from Utah. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. Go ahead. It's all yours. Do we have Chris? Okay, we lost Chris. I don't know what's going on there in Utah. I did want to share some of this with you, friends. What's happened since September 11th, if you don't have the statistics, did you know that mosques in the United States of America have jumped up 74%? Do you hear what I said? Here, I want to read a little something to you, and I want you to listen carefully. This is from the Quran. Okay, so they can say whatever they want to say, but this is what they're doing. This is what they're feeding on. This is what our forefathers warned us of, namely Thomas Jefferson, when he threw off, friends, when he threw off what it is that you're accepting today. This is in the Quran, 2:191, and slay them whenever you come upon them and expel them for where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them, not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. Did you hear that? Quran, chapter 3, verse 85. Whoso desire another religion than Islam, which is a political, a totalitarian system of a government used as under the guise as religion, listen carefully, it shall not be accepted of him. In the next world, he shall be among the losers. Wow. That's pretty crazy. It really is. I got all these scriptures right in front of me on social media platforms, all talking about how they need to take you out, how they need to dominate you, how they need to cut your throats. No joke. So when you meet those that disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until, when you have inflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. Quran 47, verse 4. Here's another one, Quran 22, chapter 22, verse 19. You ready for this one, friends? This is the religion of peace. But those who disbelieve will have cut out for them garments of fire. And then it goes on and says, poured upon their heads will be scalding hot water. Wow, isn't that crazy? Quran chapter 9, verse 30. Christians and Jews are perverted. God assail them how they are perverted. But I want you to understand something. It's the Zionist using the Muslims to sweep away their political opposition. Don't ask me, just ask them. I also want to show this to you really quick, if you don't mind. Here's a list of Muslim terror attacks in America since 1972. Okay? And it goes on. And it goes on and it goes on. What does Ilhan expect us to believe? I mean, I'm not giving her the benefit of the doubt. I'm not that stupid. But the fact of the matter is, friends, this is what she wants you to just overlook. All of this. Attack after attack after attack of Americans. After attack after attack after attack of Americans. After attack after attack after attack of Americans. Why is this happening? I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. Look to your forefathers, friends. But the Lord says, if you will not listen carefully unto me and will not do all of my commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul shall abhor my judgments as to how to deal with people criminally, so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. Leviticus 26, 13 through 16. Have you heard that from the pulpits in America today, friends? Nope, it's not popular. But guess what? If you want a prophetic word, you can go ahead and bank on it. I didn't say it. The Lord said it. It's exactly where America is at today. Exactly. I'm going to go ahead and take John, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You got about 1 minute. Calling from, John, where are you calling from? Florida.
Yeah.
It's all yours, my friend.
So the bread and circuses is getting intense right now, but I have a question for the audience and for you, and I think you know the answer. Which president in 4 years gave more money to care than Obama did in 8 years?
That's right. Yep. According to Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton's organization, Donald Trump. That's a fact.
But I would look into who's funding Tom Fitton, that's for sure.
Okay, well, you know what?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, John, you always just kind of throw at me what you want to throw at me. Then when I want to respond, you want to jump off.
No, go ahead. Okay. I'd love to listen.
Okay, link that to me, would you please, what you just said? Because I've been suspect to some of that, but I also high-five his efforts because he was the only one, speaking of Tom Fitton, I also know that he was the only one that had the intestinal fortitude to actually stand up against what was going on and call out Trump for what he was doing during that particular time. Could you send me the link, please?
Yeah, brother, I will try to find a way to do that so that you understand the breakdown of all these different people funding all of these limited hangouts.
Appreciate it, my friend. I totally do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, I want to let you know that if you don't support us, we don't have sponsors, as you all the well know. You don't support us in November, December. If our light goes out, remember that's aimed at you, not at us. Do not forget us, please. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check out the new site. Tell me what your thoughts are. Talk to you in 23. See you.